Former Hollywood super agent Michael Ovitz took the stand yesterday in a closely watched trial in Delaware. He was defending his short tenure as president of the Walt Disney Company in the mid-90s. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Ovitz took the stand in a suit that Disney shareholders filed against a group of current and former board members, including chief executive Michael Eisner. The shareholders say the board was asleep at the switch when Eisner hired Ovitz and then expensively fired him. Ovitz got a package valued at $140 million to leave after only 14 months on the job. While the shareholders portray Ovitz as poorly suited to the job, Ovitz tried yesterday to vindicate himself. He testified that he was undercut from the moment he arrived at Disney when two top executives, Sandy Litvak and Steve Bollenbach, refused to report to him. Later, he said, those executives set him up. Ovitz believed they would back him up in a meeting with Eisner as Ovitz presented an idea for improving Disney's television operations.
I expected, based on the way that I had been used to working for the last 25 years, that everyone would jump in enthusiastically about the joint recommendation. And the room went dead silent. I was sitting there by myself making recommendations.
And what happened next?
I think Michael thought I'd lost my mind.
Ovitz's lawyer asked him how he felt after that episode.
I was disappointed. I was a little hurt because I felt that these two gentlemen had sandbagged me and been dishonest with me.
Ovitz said he pursued various other initiatives at Disney, like trying to build a music company, but was repeatedly shut down by Eisner. Ovitz is expected to return to the stand today. He has yet to be questioned by lawyers for the shareholders. No doubt they will try to establish that he was not the competent but thwarted executive that he claimed to be in Tuesday's testimony. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.